out into the vast expanses of the universe, flooding the stars of heaven with colonies of Earth people. The year 2370, when space flight is no longer limited to scientists and adventurers, but is available to everyone on regularly scheduled commercial ships. When news is no longer a global affair, but originates in a thousand far-flung ports along the spaceways. It is a routine morning in the control room of IGNS, the Intergalactic News Service, where a great network of elaborate electronic devices receives the news that originates in every corner of the galaxy. And straight from the tapes, Whitey Fuller, IGNS's most famous reporter, passes them on to the public.
Terra City, Mars. Dr. Luther Smith, outstanding allergist, has just announced his release to the medical profession of a serum to prevent internal coagulation of blood under atmospheric changes. New York, a new luxury space liner, Golden Star, is about to take off on its maiden voyage. Striking a new note in interplanetary travel, the cruise ship numbers among its 750 passengers some of the most eminent names in society, business, and the profession. The fabulously appointed vessel was constructed in the
spaceship Golden Star to all hands. Prepare for the takeoff at 1600 hours. Final check of rocket engines and airlocks at 1500. That is all.
Well, this must be old stuff to you, Professor Lindstrom. You're taking an interstellar cruise. It's a little like a busman's holiday, isn't it? But I'm proud to have you and your assistant, Miss Fenner, aboard.
Well, sometimes it is good to see where all our theory finally ends up, Captain. It gives a scientist like myself a little perspective on his work. But I am sure Amanda will find it informative. I intend just to relax and enjoy.
Good.
All this is wonderfully thrilling, Captain. May I have permission to watch the preparations for the blast-off?
Why, certainly, my dear. Just go down that corridor there and ask Lieutenant Romilly. He'll show you everything you want to see.
Thank you.
Captain North.
Yes, Montgomery, what is it?
Captain, I'm having difficulty with a gentleman on board.
Passenger?
No, sir. He's not on the passenger list, but he says he's going to make the trip with us.
Get rid of him, Montgomery. That's your job.
He won't go, sir. He insists on seeing you. He's waiting just outside.
I haven't the time. Oh, very well. Bring him in.
Step in, please. There he is, sir.
Now, what's the meaning of this? What makes you think you can crash the maiden voyage of the first interstellar luxury cruise?
It's not a matter of crashing, Captain. I am Whitey Fuller. I am covering the Golden Star story for 136 news agencies. And you must find room for it.
I must, eh? That's all I've been hearing for 2 months, ever since this cruise was announced. Every bigshot in every capital wants to get in on the act.
I'm not interested in your act, Captain. This is just another job to me. News is my business.
And I'm not interested in your business.
Aren't you, Captain? Then how would you like to lose $2 million worth of publicity? If I don't make this trip, I guarantee you that not one picture, one story, or one bulletin of the Golden Star cruise will ever reach the public. Do I go?
You go, Mr. Fuller. But please keep out of my way.
The botanical gardens, which will grow as we add specimens from each plant we touch. seen the itinerary?
No, not yet, sir, not yet.
Well, gee whiz. On April 13th, we land on the moon, and I'm going to get me a spacesuit and take a personal look at those uranium mines and the craters. Boy, won't that be something to talk
about.
Yeah,
perhaps I'll join you, son.
The name's Jimmy. Jimmy Prentice. And say, that'd be swell, Reverend. My mom's not keen on spacesuits.
Oh?
Says they spoil her figure. She'd surely let me go with you, though. And, Reverend...
Yes, sir, yes.
How about Mars? We get there on April 17th, and we have 3 full days. What would you say to a plane flight over those canals? So we can really...
Ladies and gentlemen, we take off in a few moments. All space passengers aboard the Golden Star will be required to swallow 2 anti-gravitational tablets, to lie down on the cots which the steward has set up for you on C deck, and to strap yourselves down and remain horizontal until escape velocity has been reached.
Are there any questions? Passengers will please carry out instructions now. Montgomery to bridge. Montgomery to bridge.
Bridge.
Ready for takeoff.
Before anybody on Earth breaks this record.
speak to the Reverend about that boy.
Dr. Lindstrom,
what's wrong?
Oh, I am worried, Amanda. Oh? I was just in the control room, and there are electronic indications that should not be present in this segment of the galaxy. Have you seen Captain North?
No. Surely you don't doubt Captain North's astrogation, do you?
Oh, it's not that. It's just a sixth sense that tells me something.
Captain North, one moment.
I'm very busy, Dr. Lindstrom.
I would like to get your opinion on certain things that are just appeared.
What is it, Montgomery?
Would you take a look at the radar scope immediately, sir?
Switch on this auxiliary one here.
Good God. What's that? I don't know, sir. It's heading this way like a streak of light.
What's wrong, Captain? What's the matter there, sir?
It's a tremendous object.
It's really right towards us.
Hey, look here. It's the observation window.
Hey, it's a ball of fire. It's a meteor.
Captain, it's a rocket moon. Discharge port-side rockets.
Captain, to engine room. Detonate altitude gravitator. Reverse overdrive 437. Communications. Send SOS signals to all spacecraft.
Attention all stations. Seal off all compartments. Lower emergency atmospheric bulkhead. Raise emergency emplacements. Divisional plexiglass space barriers. Release rocket lifeboat. Contact spacecraft and long shortwave SOS. Contact spacecraft SOS. Use emergency craft.
She's downstairs, scared of
Jimmy. Jimmy, no, your mother. I can't tell.
Talk to the boy. Son, listen to me. There's been an accident, a shocking accident.
There has?
Yes.
Well, my mother, where is she? What's happened? You all look so funny. What's happened to everybody?
My ship is smashed up, son. Now, son, you must be brave.
Smashed up? But there aren't any other spaceships around here. And anyway, nothing in this room has been smashed. Nothing's even broken. I don't believe it.
We were very fortunate, Jimmy. You see, the ship was divided into compartments like a tool chest. And when the crash occurred, each compartment was sealed off by automatic devices. This compartment alone escaped destruction, was left untouched, airtight. A single unit of transiglass floating free in space. A bubble of nothing in a vacuum of emptiness.
Then the other compartments were destroyed. Everybody's dead but us. Everybody's dead. My mother. I want my mother. Let me out of here.
Take it easy, boy, please. Help me, Jimmy. Now close your eyes. Try to rest. That's it. Now rest. Rest.
Mr. Montgomery, is there any chance of rescue?
I don't know, Reverend. I never got the SOS out. Now the communications are shot.
But surely some spaceship will come along, a cruiser or a freighter, a patrol ship perhaps.
I hope so, Reverend.
Nothing will come along. We'll never be found because we're off our course.
Off our course?
Yes, Captain North, the great astrogator, went haywire and took his ship into uncharted space.
Captain, that's impossible. You've charted...
I know what I'm talking about. I've been thinking about this ever since the crash. 750 passengers, 179 crew members dead because of me. I'm a murderer. That's it. A cold-blooded murder. And I can't face it. I've got to die.
With them, he's opening the air. Captain, no!
Stop!
Pressurized suit and a thin cable to keep me from becoming another grotesque satellite.
got a few drops of brandy. Would you like
them? No, I'll be all right. I don't need anything except a few breaths of air. And I'll be ready to take off in that one-man rocket lifeboat.
You take off? You kidding?
What do you think?
I mean, Montgomery, you did your good day for today. I'm hopping off in that life rocket. You're standing here with your ship.
You? Do a solo space hop at your age? With that white hair?
Don't let the white hair fool you, son. Or the crow's feet around my eyes. Radiation leakage got me when I piloted an atomic ship in the last war. This is my dish of tea, boy. I'm no hero, because I'm on the way out anyway in a year or two. Well, do I go?
Not while I'm conscious, you don't.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. You're forgetting that a pilot is whose lives are at stake. We all must share the responsibility of making the decision.
Very well, Reverend. We'll leave it to the rest.
For my part, I think if Whitey, Mr. Fuller, chooses to meet his destiny a little earlier, his gesture should be accepted. Dr. Lindstrom?
To me, there seems to be no question. Mr. Montgomery represents the only authority on the ship that he says should go.
Now, Mandy, you seem to be in a pretty spot.
Oh, no, Dick. No, don't ask me to make such a decision.
Ridiculous. Come on, Whitey. Let's get into that airlock and look at that lifeboat anyway.
All right. But don't try anything funny. Been made for you.
Who's going?
Nobody's going. The dinghy's worthless.
Worthless?
Yeah. Its whole molecular structure has been shot to blazes out there.
The craft is as poor as his cheesecloth. Won't hold 1 pound of pressure.
Now sit down now and relax. This is the end. Science and faith. Listen to the sound. down to those wonderful engines.
Well, Miss Amanda, feeling better?
Feeling wonderful, Commander Stein.
Commander Stein, Whitey here and I are still bewildered. How in heaven's name did you manage to find our fragment of ship? We were millions of miles from nowhere, completely off our course. Captain North told us that he miscalculated.
Captain North did not miscalculate, gentlemen. His astrogation figures were perfect.
What?
It was the stars and the heavenly bodies that were thrown off their course. Gentlemen, an hour before the golden star smashed up, we tried frantically to reach you. Astronomical observatories all over the universe reported a tremendous explosion in Galaxy 3. But before we could warn you, it happened.
Then you found us on course.
My dear Mr. Fuller, 1,000 astronomers and 15 superatomic calculating machines juggled figures for days to determine the precise effect of the heavenly disturbance upon your position. Yes, we headed for the determined point, and we found you.
Whitey, what are you doing?
I found a terrific travel folder here. A fascinating trip.
Again? Where to this time?
Luxury cruise. Up the Hudson to Bear Mountain.